Now, Berkeley Breen, reporter for News 10 NBC in Rochester, joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Berkeley, when you see an athlete involved in a case like this, no matter how involved, there is going to be a part from a fan's perspective that is going to paint the person guilty by association, but not so fast, we say to the fan, because we don't know how to paint Vanek in this situation right now, because he could very well, Berkeley, be the victim.
That's the way his agent describes him, as a victim. And one of the questions we posed in our broadcast last night, which people can watch on our website today, is how does one become a victim in an alleged gambling ring? And so, you know, I think if you use common sense, it would obviously have something to do with money. The other question that came up is that if Thomas Vanek was somehow involved with this gambling ring, what was he betting on? Based on our sources through law enforcement, they were pretty clear that he is connected to this ongoing investigation of the gambling ring, and that very early on in their investigation, it was clear that Thomas Vanek gambled.
When was Thomas Vanek aware that this investigation was happening? When did his agent get wind of, yes, this is a big-time federal investigation that involves him? Is this just recently, or has this been going on for a long time?
Well, I'm not exactly sure when the investigation started. We just learned today, in speaking with the attorney of one of the three men already indicted in the federal investigation, that there were wiretaps set up on the indicted men on their cell phones or their landline phones. And that was over a period of roughly 9 days. And the attorney for one of the defendants in this case believes it was around Super Bowl time of 2014, of this year. So the investigation was at least going on during that time. Now, Thomas Vanek's agent, whose name is Steve Bartlett, and he lives and works here in Rochester, he had no idea this was going on until I called him yesterday. His explanation was that he's not a lawyer, and that Thomas Vanek was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office or the investigators to not say anything about it, to basically keep this quiet. And so that's why his agent was kind of kept out of the loop. He's got Thomas Vanek's got a big time lawyer out of Buffalo named Joel Daniels, and you know, he was with Thomas. That's the man you can see walking with Thomas out of the federal court building. If you watch our story, that's the man. So he was obviously aware, but his agent had no idea until we called him yesterday. Then I think he talked to Thomas, and then they formulated that statement that was released to us later on, and we shared that, where Thomas was saying, you know, he's simply cooperating with U.S. investigators.
So how did this come about? Like, how did you find out about this story? Was Thomas Vanek just kind of spotted there, and somebody said, oh, my God, that's Thomas Vanek?
Well, the U.S. federal court building in Rochester is right downtown, and we had an alert viewer of News 10 NBC who spotted him, thought it was curious, gave me a call. So I went down with a photographer, and we just hung outside the federal court building. It was a beautiful day. We found some shade, and we just waited there. And about 2 to 2.5 hours later, out Thomas walks. And I'll tell you what, the look on his face when he saw us with our microphone and camera was say the look on his face he might get if he were facing down Thomas Lundquist or Jonathan Bernier on a good day. He was not happy to see us, and clearly, if you watch the interview, he had nothing to say, and neither did his lawyer. And so, subsequently from that, we just started working some of our contacts in law enforcement, and we were able to confirm that he was there in connection with this ongoing illegal gambling ring, which was sports betting involved or alleged to have involved sports betting, online sports betting, and, you know, collected where the bookies were collecting in excess of $70 million.
Man. Berkeley, does this tie Thomas Vanek to when his time was with the Sabres and playing in Rochester, or has this been going on ever since his time with Buffalo?
You know, we're not sure exactly how long, say, the betting was going on. Thomas arrived in Rochester in 2004 and was a superstar with the AHL team here, the Rochester Americans, for that season, then went on to Buffalo and never came back. And it was in Buffalo until October of last year when he was traded to New York. So there was a large period of time when he was in the Western New York area. But there's nothing in, like, the indictment or the criminal complaint against the defendants that says the gambling was going on from this time to this time. And in fact, Thomas Vanek's name is not even in any court papers at all. It just so happens that we had an alert viewer that let us know he was in town. And wow. We went there, saw him, tried to talk to him. And then what we were able to confirm was what we reported last night.
I would think that something else to keep an eye on in this case is if Thomas Vanek is included here, if his name does appear, if he is guilty in some way, or if we find out that he has made any bets in any way, is what exactly he bet on, and if he had bet on any hockey games that he would have been in on.
I just spoke with the attorney for one of the three men already indicted in the gambling investigation. And I asked him, and he was aware of Thomas Vanek's involvement in the overall picture here. And I asked him if he knew if Thomas Vanek bet on hockey. And his answer was, as far as he knows, he did not. There was betting on other professional sports. Now, I don't know what the policy of the NHL is on that, but as far as the attorney for one of the defendants could tell us, there was no evidence, as far as he knows, that Thomas Vanek was betting on hockey.
Berkeley Bream, reporter for News 10 NBC in Rochester, here on the Jeff Blair Show, in for Jeff Blair. That's Jeff. I'm Georgia. Berkeley, you talk about when he kind of wanted to fly under the radar, and you keep mentioning that an alert viewer kind of sold him out and said he was there. You talk about the look on his face. Was he nervous? Was he uneasy that all of a sudden a camera was there? Or if a guy, and I don't want to say if he's guilty or not guilty, but if a guy really, he's just in on the investigation, and he's kind of, the wrongdoing isn't connected with that. How was his body language when he saw you guys? Was he terrified to see the camera, or was he kind of at ease with it?
No, I think he was shocked, and then he was kind of, he wasn't happy to see us there, let me put it that way.
Mm.
But there was not much he could do. There's nowhere for him to go, because we were in between front doors and his lawyer's car. And if you watch it, we just kind of follow them, you know, from the front doors across State Street, which is normally busy, and somehow, I don't know, the seas parted on State Street that day, and we were able to kind of walk across safely, and then goes right to his car. But I think he was shocked to see us there. I don't think they anticipated anybody would know that he was there. So there was that kind of deer in the headlights look, and then clearly wanted to get out of there as fast as he could, but he kind of kept the same pace of walking. And I would only say, in terms of, you know, using the word guilty, could he, like, he's not going to get in trouble for betting. He's not going to get in trouble for placing bets. Nobody really gets in trouble for that. The only people that get in trouble are the people that organize the betting and take the money and profit from it. So that's who's in trouble here. Mm. And they've already indicted three guys involved in the case, and they're all local guys, all Rochester guys, and fairly well known, I suppose, in the, you know, the poker scene here in Rochester or the gambling scene here in Rochester. So, you know, Thomas Vanek, at least as far as his agent tells us and what we're learning from these other attorneys, Thomas is not facing any charges. The agent, Steve Bartlett, says he didn't do anything wrong. He's not under suspicion. He's not a target of the investigation. He's strictly a witness and is somehow a victim in this overall alleged gambling ring. But it does leave one asking, you know, how does one become a victim in a gambling ring? So something must have happened that victimized him.
Yeah, interesting to hear.
Pin that down yet?
Yeah, interesting to hear what more of the details are going to be. We've literally got 30 seconds here, but I'm curious to know what the reaction has been like in Rochester and the surrounding area to this story.
I think people were surprised. You know, it's been a while since Thomas was in the Rochester area, although Rochester is basically a Buffalo Sabres community. So they cheer for the Sabres, and they would have cheered for him. I think there was a lot of surprise, and I think people are holding their breath a little bit to see what becomes of this. The harsher reaction, frankly, was out of Montreal, Long Island, and Minneapolis. That's where the larger, at least in terms of what I saw on Twitter, that's where most of the kind of surprised or even outrageous reaction was.